Understanding CBD with Max and Steven is sponsored by Gary Stein. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
So I just want to say, apparently it went good enough last week.
We're back.
That's just crazy.
They didn't kick us off.
In what world does
this
actually happen?
Don't call it a comeback.
Gary Stein, hey, how are you guys doing? Max and Steven.
Oh, we're fantastic.
We're a little tired, but we're great.
Ready to understand CBD again this week?
More than you know, Gary.
All right.
Hey, yeah, and we helped, I don't know, how many people did we see this weekend, would you say?
Like thousands, man, thousands.
The Home and Garden Show was overwhelmingly packed, and we saw thousands of people, and they had tons of questions. So we have a great guest today to talk to us and help us with some of these personal questions.
Because you can't answer them all when people come up to you.
Right. No.
Well, we can try.
We're experts on what's in the bottle. We can share some anecdotal stories. And that's what our specialty is. But beyond that, I mean, the questions were, I mean, just too much to handle.
Max Sobel, Stephen Waldman, Max and Stephen.
He didn't lunch it in the first 5 minutes.
And he messed it up. Fantastic.
Steve is a lot easier than Stephen. Anyway, you guys are Max and Stevens, and it is Understanding CBD, and we'll be here for the next hour like we will every Tuesday right here on WCBM. I do want to talk about...
Every Tuesday?
Every Sunday.
God, Gary.
I said every Sunday, didn't I?
It's a Tuesday.
Oh my God. Pull a floppy disk, scratch that.
It's Sunday from 2 to 3.
I do want to talk about the show that you guys did
at
Timonium
Fairgrounds.
Just like now, what
time is it? They're listening. It's 2 o'clock.
You're actually at Timonium Fairgrounds today as well. It's a two-week effort as far as you guys are concerned.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure one of the questions that you do get asked is the medical aspect of CBD, right? If I have, you know, and especially for this audience, 55-plus for the most part, people are on medications, they have, you know, illnesses, things that have happened to them over their lives, they have doctors, they have medications. How does CBD play into that? That's something we probably didn't address enough last week, and so that's what we wanted to do this week. And so towards that end, we have our first guest of the show to come on Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. It's Dr. Ben Gonzalez, the medical director at Atlantis Medical Wellness Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. My friend, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk.
And it's really good to have you, and I know you guys have done a lot together. So,
I mean, we're excited to have Dr. G here today. Maybe a little bit more of an intro would be appropriate. I don't know, Max.
Well, what kind of intro did you have in mind?
Let him speak a little bit.
Oh, of course.
Tell us about yourself, Dr.
Tell us your story.
He's impressive. This guy is the man's doctor, right?
Absolutely. I totally know that already.
I'm making it all up. I guess to start, I was born in Nevada, raised in Arizona. I'm definitely an Arizona native. I spent 24 years active duty in the military.
Thank you for your service very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. The first 8 years was... in the Air Force. I was an airborne combat crew linguist. You're looking at the only Hungarian-speaking Mexican-Swede.
Yep, it's true.
Wow. In the
sexy United States,
what a combo. Guy.
Yeah.
So the first 7 years of my active duty service was in the Air Force. And while I was in the Air Force, I developed cancer. Cancer in my face that required half my face to be taken off and replaced. And
You did a pretty good job.
You think I'm ugly now. You should have seen me before the surgery, right? But this all happened at Walter Reed. So I am a cancer survivor. The physician that did the work was Dr. John Nespeka. May he rest in peace. Good guy, amazing plastics, neuromaxillofacial surgeon. But at the time, when I had the surgery, I was a little bit lost. I'm 23 years old. I thought I was going to be a pilot in the Air Force for the rest of my life. That's all. I never thought of medicine in high school or even in college. And so I was a little bit lost at that time. And he helped mentor me through that time. I studied nutrition, medical nutrition. I studied molecular genetics. Yes, I am a geek. I'm a definite geek.
I could tell.
But through his mentorship, I realized that God and fate had other plans for me, and decided to go to medical school. So I went to the University of Arizona College of Medicine, go Wildcats. And there I had some great mentors there as well, Drs. Paul Gordon, Dr. Larry Moore, and a lot of your listeners probably know one of my mentors there, Dr. Andy Wild, one of my mentors there at University of Arizona. So so after that, I wanted to continue my military service. And I entered residency in Texas in emergency medicine and trauma medicine. And from there, I got to go to, as an attending physician, at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. So that full circle of my surgery at Walter Reed came together as an attending at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, which was pretty cool for me. And then through all my years of military service, I deployed multiple times. My last time was in Iraq. I was the chief of the trauma service in the beginning of the war, 2003-2004. And after I got back from war, I was noticing that patients were coming to the emergency room with their chronic conditions returning over and over and over. And I was noticing that it was getting worse. Patients weren't just coming back with their first chest pain, but their second heart attack, their third heart attack, their second stroke, diabetes getting worse, despite being well taken care of and being thrown back into the healthcare system. And so that bothered me significantly. And after I retired from the military, I founded Atlantis Medical Wellness Center, where I study and practice functional medicine. That approach in taking care of the patient, looking for that root cause of the problem and trying to fix it. Most importantly, trying to prevent disease. So, like I say, my two favorite patients, the best time to see me is when you're young and healthy or right now. And those are the two. That's the two times that I'm seeing. So that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. So he is Dr. Ben Gonzalez. We're going
to
call him
show.
Dr.
Welcome
G.
Welcome to the team here.
Right, Dr. G. You're going to be a frequent, maybe not in studio all the time, but you're going to be a frequent contributor to the program. So I want people to know, you are Dr. G. Okay, and that's our Dr. G, and that's the man.
Very impressive.
All right. So let's talk about this whole situation here for our audience, who's 55 plus for the most part. And you do have aches and pains, like you were just talking about, and you've written extensively about CBD. How does CBD work with the medical community, and what should somebody who's interested in using CBD know about it and how to integrate it?
So a little bit of history first, just a short little bit of history. We've known about CBD for decades. The system in your body called the endocannabinoid system in your body was discovered around the time I was in medical school, actually, early 90s. But CBD's been around, the knowledge of CBD has been around for quite some time. The issue with the wondering what's going on with CBD now and still the so-called controversy with CBD is simply because CBD was lumped with marijuana. So it was lumped into the Schedule I marijuana, and so we couldn't study CBD.
So Schedule One means what?
Schedule One being no medical purpose, drugs with no medical purpose.
So like LSD.
LSD with high issues with
addiction,
et cetera. Right.
Controlled
substances. Right. Exactly. All the controlled substances, and so it was lumped with that. So we couldn't study it, and because of that. We don't know much about CBD oil when it comes to from the medical perspective because there's not much studies out there. So it's all over the place. Worse is it gets lumped with marijuana. And so because of that, you don't get it's a separate item when it comes to its medical and medicinal purposes than it is for medical marijuana. And so because of that, not very much studies. However, recently, since the Farm Bill of 2014 and 2018, it is much more available out there. So doctors are a little bit behind. Doctors are definitely behind when it comes to CBD and its medical
uses. And that's one of the questions we get a lot from our customers and people that ask us is, what do they say to their doctor when they are taking a medication and they want to try CBD because they're not happy with the current results they're getting, but how do they bring the topic up with their doctor, and what should they expect?
So first, you need to understand that CBD oil can be useful in many chronic medical conditions, but a lot of physicians do not know how to manage that, or how to discuss that, because we're not taught that in medical school. We're not even taught that outside of medical school in the specialties.
So if you have a doctor, which is most of them,
primary care,
and you're currently taking some medications, and the doctor doesn't know, is there some guidance on how to start or what they should do at that point?
Absolutely. First, you need to understand that the doctor wants to take care of you. You know that. So the doctor does want to take care of you. I'll tell you what not to do. Don't come up with Dr. Google said, or Dr. Oprah said,
right.
or I saw this on the internet, this is what I want. Don't approach a physician that way. You don't have much time with your physician in the first place. Mm. How you want to approach that physician, your primary care doctor, say, hey, look, I've got this chronic medical condition that I've been on these medications and I don't feel like I'm moving forward in this medical condition and getting in the right place. I heard that CBD oil can help me with my condition. Can you help me find information on CBD oil?
That's great.
That helps my condition? Because that doctor, most doctors don't know off the top of their head what CBD oil does for you or even the endocannabinoid system.
So then involving them in the process.
It allows them the process to educate and look for sources and resources or looking for physicians like myself, physicians like other doctors, like other physicians who understand CBD oil in the care of chronic conditions. More important and how they work and how they combined with other medications, because most patients, most listeners here are probably, and if you're on a chronic, you have a chronic medical condition, you're probably on some other medications. And because of that, you need to understand how CBD oil works in your system and interacts with those other medications. And that's really important to understand.
Just out of curiosity, if you're 65 or older, you're on Medicare, right, and you have a prescription card, CBD is covered by that prescription card? It's not covered? Please tell us.
Yeah, that's a question I get all the time. Is something covered by
right.
insurance? And there's so many different insurances out there that I can't answer that question. And the bottom line is that's a question to be answered by the insurance company itself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And our experience is no, because everybody asks us that question. We never have an answer, but consensus is no, typically not, at least not yet.
There's, if I have an HSA or yeah. things like that, then that can help.
So we have about a minute left with you, and I wish we had a lot more time, but what's the one thing that you'd like to leave our listeners with today about CBD and how it may help them?
The one thing. Well, CBD can help. With most medical chronic conditions, CBD plays a powerful role in your immune system. It plays a powerful role in multiple facets of your body, to include mood, anxiety, those types of things. CBD can help you in a chronic condition. The one thing that I want you to understand is that you've got to find a good source of information. And it's not just one single source. We're studying this. There are so many good studies out there that I would love to talk to you more about.
How can people find you?
I'm at 301-622-2722, or you can find me at www.atlantismedcenter.com or www.bengonzalesmd.com.
Dr. G, you're the man. They were absolutely right.
Thank you,
right.
Dr. G. You slayed it.
Hey, we'll
Thank
take a time out
Thank
here.
You guys very much.
Kayla Burson coming up, our scientist who works in the lab with CBD.
Yeah, that's right.
Understanding CBD with Max and Steven continues right here on WCBM.
Now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
Yep, it is. Back at you here with Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on WCBM.
You did it right that time.
Exactly. In the flesh, we're here.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to... And first of all, big thanks to Dr. G for
Isn't
coming on and kind of.
Great to see.
He really was.
We really have just scratched the surface with him. He's got so much more information for the audience. So if you have anything that came to the top of your mind after you heard him speak and introduce himself,
let us know.
Let us know. Drop us an email. Give us a phone call. Also, we can cue some things up for future shows. So thanks, Dr. G.
Thank you, Dr. G.
Why don't we give out that phone number, by the way? Text the word hemp to, and also the phone number to contact you guys at. And what I like about that, and I just want to make sure our listeners know, there is no voicemail. There is no 1-800 number.
Well, there is voicemail.
Well, right. There is voicemail, but you guys will answer the phone.
Right. Call 443-743-2444 or text the word hemp, H-E-M-P, to 26786.
And we've already started to get some people from last week's show texting and calling, and we do have some questions that they've come up with, so we're going to have a mailbag segment a little bit later on in the show.
Absolutely.
So sure. Thank you for people for doing that. But hey, right now, we did want to bring on another guest. Her name is Kayla Burson, and she works in the lab with you guys to actually take the hemp plant and make it into the oil. That's the whole processing.
Yes, absolutely. And you know the term caveat emptor.
No, I actually don't.
Marketing class.
Okay.
The first thing. I didn't even go to college. Buyer beware.
Buyer okay? beware.
Right.
So caveat emptor, buyer beware. It's very important.
I tell you, that's impressive. I've known Stephen for 172 years, and that's the most impressive. I'm just kidding. I love that guy. Everybody knows that. Yeah.
But that's a big reason why we brought Kayla on the show, because Max and I have done about 2 years' worth of research in the industry. Before we launched our product, and we visited labs, and we visited farms, and we've talked to scientists and so forth. Kayla brings a lot of credibility to the table and a lot of experience. So we like to invite her on the show and ask her a couple questions and introduce it to the crowd.
So Kayla, take it away. Hey, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
How about that for an intro, huh?
Yeah. So my background is predominantly in chemistry. I come from preclinical pharmaceutical research and development before joining the manufacturing on the hemp side. So I've seen a lot of this stuff before. I've tested a lot
of
the materials.
There's a mouse in the studio.
So when I joined to make these formulations, these hemp formulations, I already had that pharmaceutical background. So basically, when I joined the company, I basically was with a bunch of other scientists, a bunch of other formulators, and what we're doing differently is we're making these high-quality hemp products that we can trust, because before I joined this company, I probably would have never touched hemp products. But now that I can see what goes into the quality, and I know from start to finish that our products, including Max and Steve's, are safe to consume, that's really where my background is and where I'm passionate about.
Right. So I think that's the most important thing, Kayla, and that's what we wanted to get from you as far as this interview was concerned, was the safety. You know, there's a lot of questions that people just don't know the answers to, you know, in terms of where we are right now with the hemp industry and CBD versus THC, et cetera. So can you just reiterate that once again and just talk about the safety aspect here and how important that is to you personally?
Yeah, so what that means for me, having a chemistry background, what I actually do in the lab is I'm the one that's testing for potency or how many or what the concentration is of the cannabinoids, but I'm also responsible for ensuring that we have third-party tests. So anytime you use a brand, you want to make sure that you have that certificate of analysis, also known as a COA, also known as third-party lab analysis on the product that you're consuming. That way you can ensure that it's high quality and it's safe for you to consume. So some other things that you'd want to look for in a product would be heavy metals testing and pesticides testing and stuff. So any reputable company will have that full panel COA or certificate of analysis available for you to see. And I know Max and Steve do have that. I make sure that everything that we produce has a third-party COA. So the third-party aspect is very important, because then another entity is coming in to say that your product is safe. It's not just you saying that it's safe.
Good point, Kayla, and thanks. And you've been incredibly helpful with us to decide that, because not all lab reports are the same.
Right, and we hear it all the time, and we have customers coming up to us, and they buy products from everywhere, and you know, most of the time they don't see a lab report. That's not something that they know to look for, so it's good to know that there's people out there who are making sure that things are safe.
Right, so when you see a company, to the listeners here, when you see a company that says it's third-party tested, you have to call them on their potential bluff. Third-party testing that says we've been third-party tested, you have to actually look at the certificate. And there's a few different major areas you'd want to look for. Kayla mentioned the safety part, and there's a whole panel of things that you're testing for there. And the second is a potency report, which is what are the molecules from the plant that are in the bottle. Right, Kayla?
Yeah. And, I mean, another aspect to it is making sure that the batch that you've purchased is actually third-party tested, because You want to make sure that you're actually looking for the COA for the batch that you purchase, so you know exactly what you're getting.
And that's a great point, because a lot of times, even if they do provide some sort of testing, it may not be batch specific. So that's specifically important to us, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Kayla.
And Kayla's chemistry is everything she's spoken about so far is strictly on the analysis of the hemp extract, which is the whole surrounding product with CBD in it. Now, there's a lot of formulations out there on the marketplace that you've probably seen on the shelves in different places that have CBD in other products mixed with different ingredients. Now, that's a whole different level of testing, right, Kayla? How does that work?
Yeah, so it really depends. There are a lot of, if you look at the dietary supplements industry, there are ways to test for those. It's just not necessarily standardized for the hemp industry now. So as the FDA starts getting involved and, regulations come down, I think we'll see more of those included. But however, I haven't to date seen any COAs for any other dietary supplement additives in a full panel test for a hemp product.
We're talking with Kayla Burson. Kayla Burson is an important guest for us to have today. She's a tech scientist from the lab that manufactures the CBD oil that Max and Stevens produce or that sell. We also want to mention that Max and Stevens isn't her only client.